Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org. Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and we're Juck, and this is Short Stuff, so let's go.
So we're talking today about the death of Billy the Kid, which I thought I learned from a Billy Joel song called The Ballad of Billy the Kid.
That seems like an appropriate place to learn it.
Great song. But it turns out that Billy Joel stopped at what was to be the hanging of Billy the Kid. And
oh, really?
Growing up, I thought that's how his story ended.
Boy, you were misinformed, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, the song literally stops with the town folk and their kin, like the sea came rolling in to watch the hanging of Billy the Kid.
Jeez.
Then there's one more chorus, and that's it.
You know, now that makes me question if whether we really did start the fire.
Hey, did you see that video of him playing the piano on the street the other day in wherever he's from?
No,
Long Island?
No, I did see a tweet that mentioned it in a link that I surmised from the headline what had happened. So, yeah, basically.
It was pretty neat. Someone was throwing out a piano, and Billy Joel goes over there, and he's playing it, and he's like, hey, it's a good piano. It's out of tune, but he's got good action. The pedals work. Somebody should donate this thing.
It sounds like he's like Rodney Dangerfield now.
Well, he's not too far off.
So, no, it turns out that Billy the Kid, everything I know about Billy the Kid, I learned from Young Guns. And Billy the Kid didn't die at all. He went on to live to about 100-something years old in New Mexico because he escaped and his death was faked.
That's right. Was that Emilio? Was he Billy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And, man, that was a great movie.
To me, Billy the Kid is Kris Kristofferson from the great, great Sam Peckinpah movie, Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid.
I never saw that one.
Well, there's two versions. See if you can watch the director's cut, because the other one's a mess.
Oh, is that right? It's like a Hurricanes episode?
Yeah, and funny enough, you mentioned Hurricane. Bob Dylan is in that movie and does the soundtrack and score.
Who does he play in the movie? Let me guess, the Undertaker.
No, something like that. I think he's just like a stranger in town that does a couple of things. It's not a big part.
Sam Peckinpah was a Bob Dylan fan?
Sure, he did tons of drugs and was an alcoholic.
Sure, but a Bob Dylan fan?
Yeah, man.
Huh.
Whew. All right, so can we get going on this? This is a Short Stuff. We wasted 3.5 minutes.
Well, we'll just say this. Billy the Kid died. That's that.
That's right. I think we should kind of reverse this a little bit and talk a little bit about Billy the Kid first.
Yeah, agreed. Did you know he was a born New Yorker?
I did, because I'm kind of into these Old West dudes, and I've researched some of them to certain degrees, and he was born William Henry McCarty Jr., and if you've heard the name William Bonney, that was a name he went by a lot.
Yeah.
I think you've heard William Bonney a lot more probably than McCarty.
Yeah, for sure. I actually had never heard Henry McCarty until today.
Yeah, and he was orphaned at 14 and became one of the Lincoln County regulators.
Yeah, and so regulators will sound familiar if, one, you are a Young Guns fan or if you're a Nate Dogg and Warren G fan. Either way, the regulators were kind of a group of hired hands for a guy, and hired guns, I believe, too, young ones, for a guy named Tunstall, I believe, down in Lincoln County, New Mexico. And Tunstall was killed, from what I understand, fairly unfairly. And that kind of set Billy the Kid and his posse of regulators off on a bit of a killing spree. It started what's known as the Lincoln County War.
That's right. And during one of those skirmishes, there was some murders that happened. And Pat Garrett, who's a sheriff in New Mexico, played by James Coburn in the Bob Dylan movie.
Played by Bob Dylan in Young Guns.
I haven't seen Young Guns in a long time. That was a big college movie for us. I need to see that again.
It was it didn't come out when you were in college.
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Look it up and I'll keep going.
All right. I got nothing else to do.
Live corrections. So Pat Garrett formed a posse captured Billy, and that part of the Billy Joel song checks out. And he was sentenced to hang. They captured him at Stinking Springs, New Mexico.
Nice.
And while he was awaiting his execution, he was kept in a – it wasn't even a prison. It was a room, a locked room at the Lincoln County Courthouse. I found – this article says two. I saw there were five other prisoners. Regardless, there were other prisoners being guarded by some armed men. One of them was an enemy of Billy's named Bob Olinger.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, he took all the rest of the guys over to a hotel across the street to eat, left Billy there under the charge of Deputy James Bell.
Man, these are some great old-timey Old West names, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. When was Young Guns out?
88. So if you were in college at age 17, then I'm impressed.
I said it was a big movie in college. I didn't say it came out in college.
I asked you if it came out in college, and you said, oh, yeah.
I thought you mean was it out in college as if it came out after 1996.
Nobody, classic Chuck and Josh. No one listening to that thought that that is what I meant.
No, it came out in high school, but we watched the heck out of it in college.
Oh, whatever.
I should have said that. So James Bell is watching Billy. Billy says, hey, I got to use the bathroom. Can you take me out to the outhouse?
He said, I really got to go.
He's shackled. His arms and legs are shackled. Take him out, use the bathroom. On the way back in, they're going up the steps. Billy's in front. And the account I read was that he ducked around a blind corner, got his hands out, and then smashed this guy in the head with his arm irons. The guy went, what? And Billy pulled his gun from his holster.
The other guy's holster. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, Billy didn't have a gun on him.
No.
Why would they do that?
He's like, why didn't I think of using that first?
They're like, well, he's in handcuffs. Just go ahead and keep his gun on him. And so he pulls the guy's gun on him, and the guy tries to run, and Billy shoots him dead in the back.
And so now, roughly, we reach the end of the Billy Joel song, which I think is a good time for an ad break. What do you think?
Sure.
We'll be right back. Varmints.
Hey, everybody. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low and not sure you can pull out a win. And that's when you have to dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies.
That's right. You can play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, and you can charge other players rent for your iconic properties.
Plus, you can even work with your friends to crack open community chests in tournaments to get rewards and climb the leaderboard.
So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, Chuck, we're back, and Billy the Kid has just shot the deputy that's in charge of watching him. Another deputy runs back from the hotel. And
Olinger.
Okay, Olinger apparently he's running and he hears his name and looks up, and Billy the Kid's got Olinger's own rifle on him and shoots him dead like a dog in the street. So Billy the Kid's killed two people now. He's out of his shackles, and he grabs a horse and hightails it out of town for a life on the run that would last about four more months.
Yeah, that's the only dispute I have with that account is it supposedly took him about an hour to get out of his leg shackles with an axe.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess no one just came up there. When Olinger came to find him, Billy actually yelled down, "Look up, old boy, and see what you get."
Wow.
And that's the last words that he heard.
Wow.
So Billy's on the run at this point. And obviously, Pat Garrett has a bee in his bonnet to go get him again.
Well, sure. He's the sheriff of Lincoln County, and Billy the Kid, who's become one of the most notorious bandits in the country, has just escaped out from under his watch. So, yeah.
And there's a reward.
Well, sure, there's a reward, too. So Pat Garrett had this history of lying in wait and ambushing people and shooting them whether they were ready to shoot back or not, killing them very frequently. He'd done it before, and he'll do it again. He went to go look for Billy the Kid. Like we said, he made his way as an outlaw, like a double outlaw by this point, on the lam for a good 4 months before he was caught up with, I think still in New Mexico, in July of 1881. And he apparently was staying at the house or nearby the house of a friend named Peter Maxwell. And Peter Maxwell had a younger sister that Billy the Kid was sweet on. And Peter Maxwell didn't like that Billy the Kid was sweet on her. And by sweet on her, I mean that they were having extramarital sexual relations. And Peter didn't like that because he was planning on marrying off his sister to a rich land baron nearby. And Billy the Kid was kind of toying with that possibility. So Peter Maxwell is in this kind of mindset, allegedly, when Pat Garrett shows up.
That's right. Garrett shows up. This is it. Well, he doesn't show up at night, but eventually night falls. Mm-hmm. And, maybe he did show up because supposedly he found him asleep, Pete Maxwell, that is. And right. Garrett very presumptuously goes into his room and sits down next to him right. and says, "Petey, wake up, wake up." And then he wakes up and he says, "Where's that Billy the Kid?" And as the story goes, and we're going to poke holes at it in a second.
Uh-huh.
Right then, Billy the Kid actually walks into that room, that doggone room, and has a gun and a knife because he had just went to cut some meat off. He was hungry, I guess, he had postcoital hunger pains.
Sure.
And carved some meat off and was from a yearling, supposedly, and eaten a little bit. And so he has a knife and a gun and can't really see in the dark and starts going, "Quienes, quienes," Spanish for "who is it, who's there?" And Pat Garrett supposedly recognizes the voice as Billy in the dark and shoots him dead.
Yeah. And I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. A yearling is a young horse.
Okay.
So he was after some horse meat to eat.
That's right.
So this was the death, as far as Pat Garrett said, of Billy the Kid. But like we said before, Pat Garrett already kind of had developed a reputation of ambushing people, of lying in wait, catching them off guard when they least expected it. And even in this story that he told, this is the official line that Pat Garrett told in the biography he wrote about Billy the Kid, that was how he died. But even that, which is kind of on the edges of fair, is disputed as probably untrue, and that the truth is probably involves even more of an ambush and more surprise and even less of Billy the Kid being able to defend himself than that.
Yeah, I think the other version is that he was actually ambushed and set up by Maxwell because he didn't like him being with Paulita, his little sister,
mm-hmm.
and basically said, "Hey, man, it's all going down here, and here's your chance to come over to Fort Sumner and take care of this kid once and for all."
Right.
And so he did so. And a lot of people say that's how it really went down. And
that he tipped off Pat Garrett, right?
Yeah. And that he, in fact, even changed his age. He was supposedly like 18 or 19 when he was shot dead, and said, no, he was really 21. So I didn't have this extrajudicial killing of some kid. He was a full-grown man, and right. It was just happenstance that he happened to walk in the room where I was sitting there with a loaded gun.
Yeah, and the other people, historians, think, like, probably Billy the Kid didn't walk in with a gun and a knife looking for some yearling meat. He probably walked in fully unarmed, expecting Pete Maxwell's sister to be waiting for him there, and instead, Pat Garrett and his gun was waiting for him there. So he probably was fully ambushed and killed. Murdered, I guess is the other way to put it, and that's probably how Billy the Kid died. Either way, he died at the other end of Pat Garrett's gun. That much we know about.
Right, even though there were and have been rumors over the years that he was in cahoots with Pat Garrett and he let him escape and that he lived to be a ripe old age. There have been exhumations, there have been DNA tests over the years. Obviously, nothing's ever come back with any sort of conclusion.
Young guns seem to be pretty concluding.
I got a little cherry on top, too, if you're interested.
Let's hear it.
You know that very famous picture of Billy the Kid?
Uh-huh.
It's sort of one of two, although the second one, they aren't quite sure it's him, but there's that one very, very famous ferrotype, which is a picture on like a metal plate. That photo, that ferrotype, the original plate, was bought for $2.3 million by none other than William Koch.
Who is that?
The Koch brothers.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he's super into, like, Old West stuff.
Apparently.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Well, that's pretty interesting. Quite a cherry on top. I'm glad the billionaire gets what he wants in the end.
As for Garrett, he was originally denied the $500 reward. A bunch of the cities felt bad for him and raised $7,000. Wow. And then a year later, there was an injunction or a vote or something where he actually finally got the reward. So in today's dollars, supposedly, if that all checks out, he got about $200,000+ for killing Billy the Kid.
He's like that barista from Starbucks who refused service to that woman right. Who wouldn't wear a mask.
Now they're rich, right?
Yep.
Man, I don't serve anyone coffee without a mask. Send me some money.
There you go. We'll start a GoFundMe for Chuck, everybody. Well, that's it for Short Stuff, right, Chuck?
That's right.
Giddy up.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.